T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
CBS FM, good morning to Brad Blanks.
Oh, Scott, Patty, how you doing, guys? I've made it back. My voice is surprisingly improved, which is big considering.
You were screaming all weekend.
Tell you what, it was a, chatting, it was a busy weekend for Brad because he now takes part in a huge, very popular sports show back home in Australia. It's a network show. And he reports on all the sports events in America.
I saw the footage. It was great.
Australia.
Yeah.
And you're very popular there. It's a big breakout for him. And he's doing a great job. But he had to report from Louisville. His voice was just barely hanging on, man.
And yeah, they called me on it too, Scott. It took back memories of when you'd call me on my voice going, and you just know you knew I'd had a few beers. And
there was no doubt about it. You were flying pretty high when you did that show. I can tell you that. But you got through it. You crawled right through it.
Yeah, professional. I didn't drink all day at the Derby. I didn't drink all day. And at 9 p.m. after I did that TV report back to Australia, I launched myself into the night and I was hanging off chandeliers at Bob Baffert's party. So it was
what
crazy.
Fun.
Anyway, yeah, it was good.
It was so funny because, we had Baffert on. You corralled him on Friday and he talked about the fact there was no pressure on him because he only had one horse and it was not the favorite to win. As a matter of fact, he was 26 to, was it?
It was 13 to 1.
Yeah, 13 to 1.
13 to 1. And he paid 26 and change.
That's right. Yeah, and I have a little bit of that audio here, just a short thing of what he actually said to me about not talking to him Saturday night. So here's what happened Thursday morning when I spoke with him.
Get all your interviews from me right now because you probably won't need to interview me afterwards.
Come on, my confidence. Come on, Bob.
Get all your good stuff right now.
It was so funny. He kept calling it a little racehorse. Is that horse that won Medina Spirit, was it smaller than most horses?
Yeah, little. Yes, that's right. Small, little, and as you know, Patty, very cheap horse.
Yeah.
Like, we all could have bought that.
Yeah, they said that it was first purchased as a yearling for $1,000, and then later, last July, it sold for $35,000. And you compare that to the fact that the same guy that owns the horse now recently paid $1.7 million for a two-year-old that has never raced. So you see the difference. This is like a cheap little horse.
Now, Brad was right in the middle of the whole thing, and Baffert considers, believe it or not, Brad to be his good luck charm. And he mentioned how much weight you lost and how good you look and all that.
So it was crazy. Well, we went to the after party, was wild, Scott, and that's probably where I did my best work. So I managed to headlock Bob in the euphoria of him winning his seventh Kentucky Derby.
Brad Blanks, and I've got Bob Baffert. How are you, mate?
Can you believe what just happened?
It's crazy, mate.
Crazy. I'm telling you what, Brad, when you show up, good things happen.
Thanks, buddy. The other day you told me, Brad, we will not be doing an interview after the race, so forget about it, mate. Forget about it.
You know what? This horse, I thought he's got a good chance, but the favorites, the good horses, are going to have rough trips. We get the Kentucky Derby is all about the trip.
Yeah.
But you still need a good horse. We had a good horse, and that horse, he showed me something. I didn't know that he had an extra gear and a heart going a mile and a quarter.
How are you at the end? Do you think it's going to stop?
You know, at the quarter pole, I thought, okay, this they're kind of come. They're going to go by him. This is over with. He's running out of horse. Eighth pole, he's still there, got a shot. 16th pole, we started riding him hard. We rode him hard, and we went nuts. We were crazy. I sort of feel bad now because some of the connections to the favorites were on the side of me in the paddock.
You went crazy?
We went crazy. Crazy.
Could this be one of the craziest victories you've had out of this?
It is, because I didn't really expect it. Yeah. I thought, maybe we can hit the board or something. And then to see him pull it off, it was like crazy. Like, can you believe we just did it?
I can't believe it, mate. Great stuff.
I love it. He says he has an extra gear.
Yeah. Well, it's just a crazy race, like he said.
That was great.
That was the biggest surprise race he's had. He's won 7 derbies. He's the winningest trainer in derby history. They've been doing that for 147 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he did it. And I hope you're not upset with Trish and I for not taking your picks this year, Brad.
Nah, look, I'm very sorry if anyone took my tips, but everyone backed that Rock Your World, and it got destroyed out of the gate, so your money was blown.
Yeah, where did it
early.
Finish?
Yeah, it
where
finished
did he
like
finish?
seven for eight, but it was, it's meant to be on the lead. And
how much money did I win, or did Trish win?
Yeah, she made a profit of $52.50, and I sent it to her straight away.
All right,
she's a genius, your missus.
I know. I don't know how I got that. I just don't understand it. Brad, congratulations,
he's a happy guy.
My friend. Good job this weekend, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks, Scott, Patty. All right, love it.
Yeah.
Brad Blanks, back from Louisville, Kentucky, and barely breathing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.